Right, so Josh here for Miller's Radio with Danny Elliott, man of the match today. Talk me through the game today.
No, I think we started off really well. Got a goal in front, and then we should have put them to bed really, but obviously they got a goal back and started on top of us in the second half. And then we went ahead again, looked like we were going to win the game, but fortunately it's another sloppy goal. But we got the draw, so hopefully we can build on that.
Realistically, it's 4 points out of 6 games, and the 3 came in the last game. How important was it to get those 3 points on the board against Drayton?
Oh, massively. I think getting them 3 points, it's lifted everyone. And a draw today, at least it's not a loss, it's still a point. So we're in good spirits, and hopefully we can build on that and progress.
Well, I'm not sure any of the fans can chant unbeaten in two particularly loudly. However, obviously, that's quite important. What did you make of the couple of results leading up to that point?
Well done.
What, the game last
yeah.
game?
Or? But before the victory.
Before the victory, yeah, we're just in a bad run of form. It was close game, but things weren't going our way. So we've, after getting the win, everyone's sticking together, and hopefully we can build on that and get some points.
Obviously, most games this season, we've been well known for being the first team to concede opposed to score. How important was it to put ourselves in front today?
Yeah, massively. Well, just the same as last week. Gives us confidence, and now we just need to learn how to keep the lead and not thinking the game's done, and hopefully finish teams off.
Obviously, first goal scored by Troke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On his return to the club, what did you make of that goal?
Oh yeah, well, we know he's got a great right foot. It was just in range for him, so we had every confidence that he was going to tuck it away, and yeah, it was a great free kick.
Obviously, we then went down, got penned back a bit after having the run of play to an equaliser. What went wrong to allow them to equalise first?
I think we stopped doing what we was doing in the first 25 minutes, got a bit complacent, and maybe a bit overconfident, and they punished us.
They then went obviously up to half time, and then they came out a bit stronger, but it was a long period of the game where it was very 50-50. Who do you reckon during that period looked most like scoring?
Fifty-fifty. More so them. I think in the second half they was punishing us a bit more than we was punishing them. But yeah, we took the lead again, and we just need to learn how to keep the lead.
Second goal, obviously on the counter, beautiful ball across goal. Their keeper in no man's land, and a touch in. It was Mellor's Blair, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who whacked it in? Out. At that point, because let's be honest, all the fans probably thought it, how much did you think the 3 points were in the bag at that point?
To be honest, I thought there was a lot longer left than what there was, and didn't think that they was going to score, but there we go, that's just being complacent again and conceding.
And you say about mood in the dressing room being quite buoyant after a 3-0 win, and obviously to some extent now 2 games unbeaten, but what was the mood in the dressing room post-match? Having, was it feeling like you'd lost 3 points that you could have had, or was it still, it's a point in the bag?
It was feeling like we've lost 3 points, which essentially that's a good sign, which is giving our confidence, so we do deserve more. But yeah, we was all upset and gutted that we lost the 2 points, but at the end of the day it's a point, and we can build from that.
Talking about building from that, looking forward to the next 2 games, what would you want out of them? Would you want more of the same? Do you think that's going to be difficult to do and you settle for a couple of points? Or
I think we just got to take each game as it comes, concentrate on Tuesday night and keeping a clean sheet and getting a point or 3 points from that and just not losing. I think we've just got to take each game as it comes.
Obviously Troke back at the club, goal on his debut. Hughes got a goal on his debut back at the club. There seems to be somewhat of fashion there. How much of a boost of the new boys coming back into the club been?
Yeah, it's given us a massive boost. I mean, Hoots, since he's been back, he's been excellent, and unfortunately he was suspended today, but I think he'll be back on Tuesday and raring to go.
And somewhat finally, kind of to do with the game but kind of not, obviously for one of the first times in the season we've had an absolutely cracking sized crowd down to here. Obviously you mentioned to me that you know a few of the boys who came down today. How much of a boost is it to the lads to have a decent home support at a game and getting behind the boys?
Yeah, I think the more fans you have, the better you play. They're always there cheering you on, and it's a massive help.
All right, Danny, I'll let you get home as you probably chuffing want to, but congratulations, man of the match.
Cheers. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.